Please rise in body or in spirit for the reading of the scripture. Today's scripture from the New Testament is Matthew 4, 18 through 20. And I always like to read a little bit about it before I say it so that it makes some sense. So this is, as I said, the beginning of the New Testament, and this is when Matthew was gathering people, and Jesus was going around beginning his preaching, trying to find people to go with him. So, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, God's people. Good morning, God's people. We are thankful we can breathe. We are thankful we can talk. We are thankful we can think. We can walk. We can touch. We can have people who love us and celebrate life with us. As we come this morning, I want us to sing a song. I love to sing. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you. 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 Oh, I love. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I. You are my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweet. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweet. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweet. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. You're my sweetheart. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us and accepting us for who we are. When we were hurt, lost, you found us and you gave us a place in your kingdom. And now may the words of my mouth be acceptable before you. And the meditations also of your children gathered here be pleasing to you, O God, the rock of our salvation. Amen. God is good. And all the time? In the 80s, we decided to relocate from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the USA. And we went to help the youth at a church camp, Wesley Woods, in Indianola, south of Indianola. So we got there, we were very, very busy working in the kitchen, and we were feeding lots of kids, about 350 of them on the campground. And we were still learning the English language. And on the menu was a pig in the blanket. So we went to the dictionary to look for pigs. Okay, that's good. And then blanket. And the two didn't make any sense at all. And then they showed us the pictures. And then in the process of making pigs in the blankets, they ran out of something. And so they referred to my wife and said, "Hey, Betty, could you go in the freezer and get some hot dogs?" So she went to her dictionary, hot. And then dogs, okay. Hot dogs in the freezer. Didn't mean anything at all. She said, "Why bother? They're just teasing me." And the head cook, "Hey, Betty, we need some hot dogs." And she said, "No wonder we've been having trouble with the freezer, because some people have been keeping hot stuff in the freezer. And why in the world would one keep hot dogs in the freezer?" In the freezer. Somebody had to explain. We need translators in life to help us understand what it means to be a fully human being. And in language, I speak about 11 languages. And one word in one language can mean something else in another language. You need somebody to help you understand. The text that Mandy, is that your name, Mandy? Mandy read to us. It's Jesus Christ walking around the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew. They were busy throwing their nets in the lake to catch fish. And the text tells us that that was their profession. They were professional. They were busy working. And Jesus came to disrupt them. Have you been in a situation where you are very busy and somebody came to stop you from working? That's not a nice feeling you have. And so Jesus interrupted them. He did not even call them by name. "Hey! Hey!" And they look, "Me? Yes, you! Well, don't you see that I'm busy? I want you, yes, you, over there. Come, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, the text says they left their nets and followed Jesus. What's wrong with these people? What was wrong with these people? Were they out of their mind to just leave their profession and follow these men who did not even promise any salary? Whatever Jesus said must have been very compelling to move them. Maybe they had heard about Jesus selecting people the next day. And so they were eager to be a part of that group. And as I was thinking out loud, our youngest daughter said, "Dad, what if they heard God speaking to them?" See, when God speaks, He speaks to the core of your being. And all your priorities change. Whatever used to be meaningful yesterday becomes meaningless. The nets they had been holding became meaningless. Because that net was the source of their income to send their children to college, to send their kids to Iowa State University, to send their kids to University of Iowa, to send their kids to high school, even to bring food to the table. Can't you see their spouses when they went home and say, "Honey, I'm no longer going to fish tomorrow." And Peter's wife said, "Oh, you got a new job? Are you going to be the new coach in town?" "Oh, no." "Oh, are you going to be the superintendent in town?" "No." "Are you going to be the teacher in town?" "No." "Are you going to be the CEO?" "No." "What will you be doing?" "Well, I will be following..." "Oh, Andrew, what was his name again?" "Jesus, I will be following Jesus." "Are you out of your mind, Peter?" And he said, "Maybe I am. But my priority got changed. And I've got to follow Jesus." Four things that we need to remember this morning. The first thing is about hearing. See, we can hear all kinds of voices. The voices surrounding us, our own voices, the devil's voices, and God's voices. And Peter, for some reason, heard God's voice. How did I know? Because I am the beneficiary of the work of Peter. You and you and you and myself are the beneficiaries of God, Peter's work. They heard God talking to them. And that stopped everything they were doing. The distraction was no longer distraction. It became a part of who they were, just like this community was shaken when Dale was taken by God. It hurt and moved and changed everything in us. And many of you probably discovered another dimension in you. You discovered that you were capable of giving hope to your pastor. You were capable to become a pastor to your pastor. And as your district superintendent, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being there for your pastor. Thank you for hearing God saying, "Come. Yes, I know you are grieving. I know this is painful. But I am the God who created the universe. And I place people here on earth, some to only live for a day, other 5 days, other 5 months, 6 months, 7 years, 100 years. But I am the one. And I call Dale at the age of 60. And I know why. We do not have answers, but God knows." Be the kind of church God wants you to be. And God is asking you to follow Jesus. Herkomai, come. That's the Greek word, come. God is calling you. Follow Jesus as He's hugging Jenny and her family. And Jesus is asking you to do the very same thing. Your pastor is going to come back to this community a different person. She won't find her husband home. May you be the hand of Jesus Christ in the life of Jenny. May you be the heart of Jesus, and Jesus will enable you to be that heart of Jesus. Follow Jesus as he's healing people. May you be healer. Follow Jesus as he's feeding people. May you become the people who feed others. Follow Jesus as he's clothing people and start clothing people. Follow Jesus as he listens to those in need and be listeners. Follow Jesus and find him as he's picking up those who are broken. May you be the ones to go and pick up Jenny. Jenny received a call to ministry in Mason City. Did you know that? Yeah, now you know. To follow Jesus. And we have two tracks in our United Methodist Church for one to become a pastor. And the track that Jenny took is called Course of Study. Can somebody say Course of Study? And Melinda, she's sitting up there. She chose the route of going to seminary. Somebody say going to seminary. It takes longer to go the route of course of study. The maximum is 12 years. And guess what? Your pastor made it, finally. She graduated. Can somebody say she graduated? Can somebody say, hee-haw! She graduated. Follow Jesus as she's welcoming her and say, well, congratulations from graduating from course of study. It's a big deal to me. Did you know that? Now you know. It is a very big deal. Now imagine when Jenny comes back. And you welcome her with a big party for her graduation. Imagine. Would that make a difference in her life? You can talk back to me. Would that make a big difference in her life? Would that be a way for us to follow Jesus? Yes. Come and follow me. And they left their nets. And they followed Jesus. The one who gives peace. Jesus, the one who teaches people how to love each other. They follow Jesus, the one who is a bridge maker, the one who brings dysfunctional families together. The man who is talking to you used to be a very troubled kid growing up. My parents didn't think I would grow up to be 20. They thought I would be killed before that. This is how bad I was. And Jesus knocked me out. And when I woke up, I found myself into his hands. And I promised Jesus that I will serve him. And I will follow him. And I started planting small churches in schools, even in universities. And they're still going on. And when we relocated to this country, I found myself working with the youth at risk. So if you do have a teenager who is giving you a hard time, you do have hope. I was terrible. And when Jesus found me, when Jesus called me and asked me to follow him, I followed him. And Jesus told me in 1979, I am calling you to be a pastor and your audience is the world. And I'm saying, what do you mean your audience is the world? So yes, Well, back then I spoke French, I spoke Swahili, and the audience is the world. And then I found myself ministering to Japanese, Koreans, Europeans, and I can even speak English. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. We can only do two things: to go toward Jesus and to follow him, and he will teach you the rest. What was curious with this text? I tried to look the Greek text. I was trying to see whether Jesus somehow forgot to talk about the bait they were going to use. See, when you go fishing, you always use baits, right? Right? That's good. I like that. Yes. So, did he provide any bait to use? Well, that's all right. That's all right to be confused. The bait was the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, you're going to find yourself to love the unlovable. You are going to find yourself speaking less and listening more. You are going to find yourself understanding rather than being understood. You're going to find yourself decreasing, experiencing humility, and lifting up other people. When you find yourself, me, it's a sign that God hasn't touched you. When God breaks your life, you live your life for other people. You bless them. This is what it means to follow me. When Jesus said, follow me, come and learn how to pray. Come. And when you come to me, I will teach you that the God you are worshiping is your father and the father of Jenny. And Jesus wants you to take care, good care of his sister, who is Jenny, and her family. When you come to Jesus Christ, he's going to teach you to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And especially now that we are confused. I'm trying to be Jenny right now. Especially now, as I don't even know what it means to take one step at a time. And the worst thing that the church can say to Jenny is, I understand what you are going through, because you do not understand. Nobody understands. Everybody grieves differently. All that she needs of you as a church is just a little touch, a little smile, then big hug, and food, and smile, and laughter. The Lord will give you the strength to go through this and unafraid. Dear friends, we are standing. Oh, I'm the only one standing. But we are in God's neighborhood. You are not alone. To follow Jesus is to remember that we are constantly surrounded by God's people, by God's angels. It is also a time for us to remember that Dale, who used to sit where you are, who used to listen sermon from where you are, is now in the neighborhood of Jesus Christ. He is looking at God face to face. Maybe God is asking him about the people of Tipton. And he said, they're good people. They will surround my wife with love. Continue to be the church God has called you to be. come and follow me. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, some of your people sitting in the pews here have also experienced losses, and I pray for them. I do pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us how to be in the presence of each other, how to be with Jenny, and how to express our love to her. We pray that your Holy Spirit will forgive us for the things that we did that did not please you. Lord, make us better people. Make us be one with you and one with each other. May the Holy Spirit break through and grant us your peace. Lord, don't allow anybody to go from this place without being touched, renewed, and refreshed by you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.